I really love that song. It's very touching and moving and beautiful, and it reminds us that Christmas really isn't for everyone always just about tinsel and presents. It doesn't tinsel coat the Christmas story. There was a newly released movie in the cinemas this December, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Did anyone see it? No, I wish I did though. It's still out at Knox, but I don't think I'll get there very soon. We might have to wait till it comes out on Netflix, but I really think it would be worth seeing. It's based on the author of this amazing song, beautiful song. His name is Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And the director of the movie, the guy who wrote it and directed it, said his film company wanted to tell stories of the figures and events from the history that changed the world because Christ first changed them. What a wonderful intention of a movie maker. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow is an obvious choice for such a Christmas movie. The story behind the carol is written in the time of America's Civil War. Lincoln had just become president, but the war would continue for a little bit longer. And not only was America in such a dark state, but also was Henry's own life. I'll get to more of that soon, but first I just want to say that the carol that we just heard was actually a poem. It was actually a diary entry once upon a time when he sat down to write about all his hardships and his own faith journey. Not many of us will ever suffer as much as Henry did, but we all can understand and relate to hardships even at Christmas time. It's a classic story of one who had it all, lost it all, and got it all back again, redeemed by the grace of God. And God's breaking into Henry's life came through the bells on Christmas Day. They reminded him that God is not dead. God does not sleep, and is filled with hope again after his depression. So let me tell you a little bit of his story now. So he wrote this at Christmas in 1863. He was a sole parent by that time of six children. One was on the brink of death. He had just been shot in the war. One of his children went to fight in the war. He was shot through his left shoulder, and the bullet came out below his right shoulder blade. He could have been a paraplegic for the rest of his life, but he lived and he did recover. But at this time, he'd just come home from war that December. Now, it was less than 2 years when Henry had also just lost his second wife. His first wife had died many years earlier after a miscarriage suddenly. And his second wife, who he'd been happily married to for 18 years, was one day just sealing envelopes with the wax, you know, heated it by the candle, and she didn't know that her dress had caught on fire. By the time she noticed, she was fully ablaze. She ran to Henry for help, and he tried to put out the fire with a small rug, but that didn't work. And when he failed to do that, he put out the fire with his body, getting many burns all over his face and hands and arms himself. Sadly, the burns were so severe on his beautiful wife that she died the next day on the 10th of July. And poor Henry couldn't even attend her funeral because he was so badly burnt himself. So with grief on grief on grief at Christmas, and his son on the brink of death back in 1863, he sat down and wrote in his journal these words. You can imagine the bells of the church in the background and probably the ringing of the gunfire from the war in his mind. He writes, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Later he writes, "And in despair I bow my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. "God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men." Did you hear the change by the end of the song? He's in despair. It's a lament. His own why. God, all my woes, grief, devastation. But he's reminded by those bells and the story of Christ's birth and God's promise to bring peace on earth, even in the midst of strife and chaos and war, that God is not dead. He is not sleeping. There is hope. There is a brighter future. And this brought him out of his depression. The final words of the song are peace on earth, goodwill to men, as the angels announced. We heard that in the gospel reading. And these words are why we celebrate Christmas, no matter what we're going through or what we've been through. I don't know about you, but I've always enjoyed Christmas growing up. It's only in the last few years that my family seems to go through a crisis just before Christmas every year. It seems more challenging than ever. But still we can rejoice in Christ our Saviour, who is Lord. Now our stories might never become movies like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's did. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. But I hope that we do all see that movie, because I think it will inspire us to reclaim the truth of God's goodness despite our difficulties. God is everywhere and with us in good times and bad times, and he will see us through the darkest times to brighter days ahead. That's the flow of the song, where it begins to where it ends. And many Christmas carols are like that we sing. Joy to the World, do you know that was not even written as a carol either. It wasn't even about Christ's birth. It was about his second coming, when he will come and put all things right. It's actually based on Psalm 98. I could read a bit for you now. It says, shout to joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with harp and sound of singing, with trumpets. Sorry for the ringing. Are you hearing ringing? It's the bells. It's not really. For Joy to the World, again, was a poem written for brighter times ahead. And so at Christmas time, when we think of Christ's first coming, we can remember his second coming, when he will put all things right. And we do have a brighter future to look forward to, no matter what we're going through today. So we're actually going to stand and sing Joy to the World now, finish on a high note. Would you stand with me and sing?